Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Sip and Jake.
Jake, you're a freaking nutcase.
Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Get to Bill's Thrills in a second. Got a text here on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers text line, 402-464-5685. Brian in Beatrice says, I want to thank Bill again for speaking at our meeting yesterday. And Carney, great message and a lot to take away.
Oh, thank
Brian
you.
And Beatrice.
That was very, very kind of him. It was an incredible meeting.
Oh, thank you.
It was like that. Landmark.
In Carney.
Do you think you think you knew you were under the weather at all when you were speaking it or not?
I don't think they knew. I don't think
you
they
look
knew.
A little peaky.
Like that. I wasn't peaky like that. We put rally cap on. They had an incredible meal. I was there for probably 4 hours with them. After we got done, able to walk around.
Wait a second.
Talk
seriously?
To everybody. I
under the weather the whole
under
time.
Under broke bread with them when
you
we got
just
done.
Buzz out of there?
No.
See, I do that.
I give them a... No. We hung around.
I talked to
everyone in the building. But it's fun when you have a group like that was that dialed in and that motivated. And it was
a good
packed.
Message.
It was packed. It was had to be 200-plus people there, and it was a lot of good. It was
What's
a lot
the
of fun
dot
things.
Com again?
It's CoachBillBush.com.
CoachBillBush.com. I still have it in my phone as Coach Bush, which I found.
Never change it. Never change that. Never change it.
Don't. You're just Sipple in mine. Sipple.
It's Coach Bush. It's very odd.
But thank you for Brian. Thank you for that. It was we talked. Nice. I talked to several of the Beatrice people. We talked about
Not Kearney.
No, it was in Kearney.
It was in Kearney, but
they have a branch in Beatrice.
Yes,
Landmark is in Beatrice.
Yes,
the north side
us.
Of Beatrice.
Stay with us.
Right
stay
by the hospital.
Stay
with us. Stay with right us. By the hospital in Beatrice.
I've never. It was one of the best groups ever, as far as being. And I tell you what, I'm just gonna. I tell a quick story.
Please of do. Course you. Can.
I get this long message last night. I'm not gonna say her name because I've never asked that permission. I get this long message on Messenger. And I was like, and so there's this little thing I do where I give something out during the middle of the deal. It's kind of a fun little thing that I do. And I gave it to this lady, and she wrote me back. She goes, I can't believe that you selected me and gave me that because my body language had to be horrible. I had my arms crossed. I looked completely unengaged, but I wasn't. She goes, I had a seizure right before you spoke. I had a seizure out in the hallway, but I wanted to hear you speak. So I came back in right as you got introduced and fought through to listen to it. And she sent me this long message about just like being thankful for the message.
Good
but
God.
I'm like, I told her, I said, it was the best text I've ever received. She had a seizure in the hallway.
You never know what people go through.
You have no idea. Yeah, because I could have like maybe like poked fun at her, like, hey, you're not real engaged right here and stuff. And instead I could tell she,
you'd be fine on
could
that.
Tell something
you
wasn't
know.
Going, but
you wouldn't know.
How remarkable is that?
Really
that,
remarkable.
So Landmark, you know what they're doing? Their employees, they had a seizure and rallied back inside. Instead
no
of being
deal.
Like, no big whoop.
You just don't know what someone's going through sometimes.
No. And you wonder why companies are taking off. You wonder why some people are doing really well. People like that.
Yeah.
People like that.
She had a seizure and then came back to listen to you.
Yeah. It was incredible. I talked to someone else afterwards, and I was talking to the CFOs, basically, of the company, and they're like, yeah, that guy over there, he goes, you can't outwork him. It's impossible. He outworks everybody in the building every day. I'm like, oh, tell him, you got to tell him, whoa, instead of go. How's it going for you? Yeah, so it was a lot of fun. Thank you.
All right.
Oh,
now,
okay.
Is it ready?
I'm so
right.
ready.
Yeah. Thank you for that message from Landmark. And overcoming a seizure, still showing
look
up.
Look at that girl That's over pretty... there, that lady in the...
Is she waving to us?
Nope, she's got a heater going.
No. Smoking a cigarette.
Even better.
There's anything better when the window's down slightly and they're flicking it out with the ashes out the window.
She got a heater, early morning heater.
There we go.
Nothing wrong with that.
All right, Bill's Thrills.
Here we go. Let's play the intro. Here we go. Bill's Thrills on a Thursday.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza? Right.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, Bill's Thrills, as always, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Please call them at 402-730-7387 and plan your meeting for your financial future. What do you got for us today, Bill, on Bill's Thrills?
Also, those guys, when you talk about the, you know, the tax-free app and the cash rolling in and how much they're making you, they also have... They're delving in. They also have a good tie to Vegas. So if you meet up with them today for lunch, they'll also give you some rock solid picks in the games tonight.
Oh, there we go. NCAA tournament games.
NCAA tournament games. So they're going to help with that because we didn't have Lee on
today. We did not.
And so I got a text from Scott Moore, and he said, Scott, say, listen, I'll give them the winners tonight if they're interested. If someone's interested in that,
of course.
So just hit them up. Go to Applebee's. Talk it out. Get a dessert. And it'll walk you through that. And then take the cash-free app, invest it. All of a sudden, you're up $400,000 in about a year from now.
Sound good to you, Sip?
What do you think?
Sounds great to me.
I need it.
Yeah, great. Are we doing Bill's Thrills?
We're doing Bill's Thrills.
And it's what's today?
Cool parenting tip Thursday.
Cool parenting tips. Do this for your kids. Do it for the youth. Get this done. And I was anti this. I had fought this for some reason. I don't know why. I've switched in the last couple of years. And it really caught on to me. Crane-tastic, crane mania, crane-a-palooza, get on the crane train. Get your kids out to the Kearney area to look at the migration of the cranes.
Boom.
Is that happening right now?
Oh, my. It is. There's 400,000 cranes out there.
Did you see them?
I saw them. And a couple things. One, you can get into public. They have all kinds of blinds. We can go out and get in these blinds to get close to them, to watch these magnificent birds. And it's really cool to see. I'm in the elevator with this guy, and he's got his gear on. He's got his binoculars, all this stuff. And I'm like, "And what do you got going on?"
So you were out there.
He looks at me, and goes, "What do you mean? What's going on? Crane migration? I spend 2 weeks out here every year.
Where's he from?
I didn't even get where he's from. Then things kind of moved on.
Okay,
but I'm just telling you that what it does
crane
for
migration.
People come from. Probably every state. I'm not making that up.
There's
people from every place in the country. They're around the world, people come to Kearney area for the crane migration.
You went out in one of those?
I was not out in one.
Oh.
But I guess who's going? Moose, the director of the National Guard, who runs the National Guard. You know why? Because he runs the National Guard. So we got him and Landry get to go.
They
get to go and sit there with Tina. Yes, the three of them go out there. But, I mean, I'm just telling you right now, get on the crane train.
Cranes.
I can't say I've ever done it before, but I'd like to. I'm interested. I've never done it before.
Why could we not do a live remote from a blind watching the crane migration? It'd be incredible. It'd be fun.
I think we could.
We could do that.
What's the
period of time here? How long is this going
for?
I don't know.
Okay. But it's been going for a long time, and they're still. And when you see how they're hovering and going, it's remarkable. It is absolutely remarkable. So, I was always kind of like, I was the same way. I was the same way when I lived in Flagstaff. It's like, you know, that you know, 45 miles away is the Grand Canyon. Yeah, whatever. Wasn't planning on going. Mom came out, drove the Grand Canyon. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
And I almost too cooled it. Yeah. I almost too cooled it.
Now the Grand Canyon.
So I was too cool in the crane mania.
Yeah, it can be that way.
And all of a sudden, it's like, well, yeah, it's just down the road like that. Whatever. No big whoop. It's a big whoop. Get your kids, get out to crane mania.
Good idea. Hey, now you saw Evil jump the Grand Canyon.
What's
though,
that?
Right?
Oh, yeah, that was big. In a rocket. Yeah. In a rocket ship.
Jake, because Evil Knievel.
Evil Knievel jumped the Grand Canyon
in
the
70s. That.
Oh, yeah. About 1980 would it have been? About?
Yeah, it was on TV, though.
You didn't
like
want to go live.
It was on
happened.
ABC.
Yeah.
It was on ABC Live.
He didn't do it successfully.
No, it didn't go well.
No,
it didn't
Jake,
go well.
It was
that wasn't, that's not near as exciting. It was going to jump like 20 buses, and he made the.
It's not. You're right.
It wasn't exciting.
It was interesting because the buildup to it was gargantuan, but I always thought the same. God, we think alike a lot of things. I thought it was way cooler when he was just jumping cars.
Yeah, just jumping cars, jumping trucks, whatever. Yeah. That was way better. Did he jump the Caesar's waterfall?
Caesar's waterfall. Caesar
waterfall.
You remember that, Jake? Those were big moments in America.
It was
they were big moments in America.
It was.
Two moments in America.
What's going to happen today? There's two things. Evel Knievel's going to jump 18 buses, and the Globetrotters are going to be on.
Huge.
It is like, well, that was your day.
Or a Muhammad Ali fight on, yeah, ABC.
On ABC.
On Saturday.
On Saturday. Yeah, an Ali fight.
Better.
Better times.
And I bet you, you know what? I'll bet you at that right now, probably with him, I bet you Evel and Muhammad Ali would like to see the cranes.
They would. I bet they would.
I bet they would. They'd like going, like, I'd do that.
Yeah.
They Get would, your kids out
they
there.
They would do it.
Is there any feedback from the text line
on the crane
on the
watchers.
Crane mania?
We have some. It's interesting response here. Okay. Robert Duck says, cranes are good eating. You can hunt them in every state but Nebraska.
Yeah, they're the ribeye of the sky.
Are they really?
They're the ribeye of the sky. Are they really? Oh yeah, they're tremendous. If it's like a duck, a goose, whatever you want to shoot, cranes are the best.
Ribeye of the sky.
It's the ribeye of the sky.
But you can't shoot them.
No.
No, don't go out there with a gun.
They come in, us three. Bam, 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 bam. Got three. What'd you get, Sip?
Got the ribeye.
I got the ribeye.
Hey, we have it tonight.
Hey, guys, ribeye. Guys, you can't do that. The federal game ward will be here in a minute.
Fire.
Come on.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Get the hell out of here. Someone grab the cranes. Bam, 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 bam.
Newt is here.
Canute
has a thought on Evel Knievel.
Yes.
He says the Caesars jump did not go well.
It didn't.
It didn't.
I don't remember that.
But he was still on a motorcycle, so I still give a fandom for me.
Jake, the world stopped on its axis. When
it did.
Evel jumped.
Okay.
Something.
Yeah.
The best part. I mean, he would go all the way up to the top of the ramp and stop. Remember that? Look it over. Then boom, back down.
And he'd do those runs too, where he just go ripping by.
Right, rip it by, because you didn't know which one was real.
No.
You're going like, is this it? Here. No. Oh, you're like, okay, here we go.
Jake, I wish you could have seen. God,
I wish. Also.
Anything else in the text line?
We do have one story, quick one, and then we'll move on.
Okay.
James in Lincoln has a crane story. He says,
James.
Here's my favorite crane migration story. When I was in college, my future wife, who I was not dating, and I took a bunch of international students to her house in Aurora. We left UNL on a whim after hanging out at like 10:30 at night so we could spend the night and then the next day go out and see the cranes. Hopefully an experience those international students will never forget.
See, that's
James and Lincoln.
That's, you know what that is? Cool parenting.
Yes.
That was that. I know it wasn't parenting, but it's very much in the same deal. And he got himself a wife. Out of the deal, right?
Yeah.
How about that?
How about that?
Crane wife. Nice.
Sean in Omaha says, my old boss and his wife drove to see the cranes one year. They got to Grand Island and didn't see any, and they turned around. I told them they had to go about 100 miles further than where you went.
They just
I don't
stopped.
See any cranes. I'm going back.
They stopped. How do you not really know where they're at? Because it's pretty
Come
easy
on.
To track.
Come on. And
there's 400,000 of them.
I like this tip. Yeah. I think it's a good idea to take your kids.
Get your kids out there. There's still time.
Go see the cranes.
There's still time. I'd like to know, does anyone know when the migration ends, when the cranes move out of here? Do we get anything on that?
This is from David from RenewYourAuto.com.
Awesome.
It says, numbers peak the third week of March, which has just happened.
Yep.
Large numbers remain the first week of April. Usually they're gone by April 10th. So get out there.
Get
now.
Out there
Don't
right
delay.
Now, guys. This weekend you should be getting out there.
So
Crane Mania.
That's Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk, like Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Call them at 402-730-7387. Ooh. It's time to play the game
it
show.
Yes.
And Sip is 2-1 in the week. So this is to clinch a winning week today. How about that?
How about that?
Throwback Thursday. You're going to go watch Nebraska football practice. How about Throwback Thursday to 2011 Nebraska football?
Okay.
Out of all the years, random year.
2011, so that would have been Pliny's
third year. The first year in the Big Ten?
Yeah.
First year in the Big Ten for Nebraska football?
Pliny's third year?
I was someplace else, so this will be very hard.
Where were you in 2011, Bill? Think back.
Well, I was about ready to head to Wisconsin at that time, I believe.
And Butch's Bash.
Pliny's fourth year, by the way.
Yeah. So I might have some knowledge of what was going on at that time.
Okay.
Yes.
464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
Throwback Thursday, back to Nebraska's first year in the Big Ten, 2011 football season. Bo's fourth year at the program.
Yeah, really random.
I mean, yeah, it's random, but you're watching football practice. I'm getting you ready for practice today. I'm thinking about Nebraska football.
I guess you could spin it that way.
I'm spinning it. I'm the king of spin.
You are.
Can spin.
You're a pretty good spinner.
Bill feels not great about this
not
one.
Not great, but there'll be something when you say that. I'll be like, okay, I know that name.
Yeah.
Okay.
As Jake knows, I'm not good at this. So like all the gears run
together.
Need
Schaefer.
Yeah, this. Schaefer would be incredible.
Schaefer would be incredible on this.
Yeah. I think Schaefer would return at some point in April to the show. He said April seems
like a
lifetime.
I might return at some point in April to the show, too. All right, let's do this.
We got, I'm trying to type this out on the phone line, but we got Nick in Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Nick, how do you feel about Nebraska football 2011 football season?
How about that?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you there, Nick?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Okay, Nick is there. Bill is a lifeline for SIP for one question, as always. Use them wisely. Nick, first question goes to you. Who was Nebraska's first ever conference opponent in the Big Ten, a 48-17 road loss in the team's fifth game of the season?
Come on, Jake.
This is for Nick.
It's a layup.
That's a tough loss.
Nick, are you there?
Yes, sir. Sorry, okay. I'm in Mississippi, so limited.
There's a time lapse. Yep, that's going to happen.
He's crossing the river here.
Yep. Bill's been down in Mississippi recruiting. I know he knows what it's like down here.
I've been down there. I love Mississippi. I absolutely love it. God, some of the the trees, the pine trees.
Five seconds, Nick. What was Nebraska's first ever conference opponent in the Big Ten? A 48-17 loss. Five. Four.
Florida Atlantic.
Well, here's the problem.
When did the Florida Atlantic come in?
They're not
breaking news. Give us breaking news. Breaking news.
Like I said, limited service. I can really hear
you. Yeah, give us breaking news.
We're 100% okay. Yeah. That's be Wisconsin. It's Russ Wilson.
Russ Wilson
was throwing darts. Boy, he was throwing darts.
Pretty good quarterback. He's pretty good.
Okay. Boy, he was, That was Russ.
Grad transfer.
Sit back to you, 1-0 lead. Nebraska's next game following Wisconsin was their first conference win in the Big Ten, a 34-27 home victory against who?
Whom? The next game was at home.
34-27.
34-27, final score, Nebraska.
I think I know it.
Well, I don't, so go ahead.
Well, I got to take a guess, right?
Yeah.
34-27? Oh, this is going to kill me if I miss it. It's 1-2. I'm going to say Purdue.
That's what my guess was. I would have guessed that.
Nick, did you hear the question or not? Or you need to repeat Mississippi down there for that question? Do we still have Nick? Nick, are you there still?
He's back. I hear him.
He's there.
Nick.
Ohio State. Brilliant.
I don't know what's going on with the phone. But
it was memorable. But Burkhead had a big game.
Yes, Nebraska was down big, 27-6, and came back
went
and won.
Wild.
Really?
Yeah.
Braxton Miller got hurt.
Yeah, Braxton Miller went down.
Joe Bowserman came in and was terrible.
Yeah, Bowserman was thrown into the stands.
Several balls into
the stands.
All right, Nick. Nick, for the lead, your last question. Who was Nebraska's kicker in 2011, making 43 of 44 extra points and 19 of 23 field goals?
19-23. That's really good.
We'll see if we still have Nick. He is truly cutting in and out. Nick.
He's back. I hear him.
Alex Henry.
Alex.
Ooh, I thought that was it.
I like the guess.
I thought that was it.
Nope, not Henry.
Can I pass?
You can pass.
Yeah. Pass.
Brett Maher would be the answer.
Oh, I would have got that. If we had to guess, I would have had it.
I would not.
All right. Yeah. Bill is in play. This is for the win.
What's the score?
1-1 is the score.
It's for the win.
This is for the win.
Am I alive?
You are alive.
You're alive.
Bill. All right, Sip. Who was Minnesota's head coach in Nebraska's 41-14 win over the Gophers in 2011?
I got a guess.
Wait a second.
Minnesota's head coach, 2011.
Okay, and what was the score?
Huskers won 41-14.
Hold on, I'm gonna write this down. Okay, or Bill, you gotta help me.
Yeah, you can just Bill here.
Jerry Kill.
Is it Jerry Kill?
Brilliant.
I think Mason was in the 90s.
Jerry Kill is correct.
No, that's not it.
Thank you, Nick. Calling down the road, Nick.
It's not Mace.
It's not Mace.
Not Mace.
Not
him. Face. All right, not Nick him. Is gone. The phone connection is interesting there. But
good job, Bill. You got me this one.
That was the first time caller, Nick, in Mississippi.
Thank you. Thank you. I love Ready Mississippi. The driving through that state, oh, I just love it.
I've never been hotter than I was in Hattiesburg.
It's hot.
Hotter than hell in July. I was driving down to my brother's wedding.
What's the one food that stands out the most? You're going like, this happens no place else but in Mississippi, really.
Ooh.
When you stop at any convenience store.
Ooh, moon pies.
No, boiled peanuts.
I would never guess that.
Boiled peanuts. And it's in every single
boiled
place
peanuts.
You stop. Boiled
Sounds
peanuts.
Good.
Boiled peanuts. Like, never saw them here, have you?
No.
There's not a place. If you walk into any place in Mississippi like that, hey, where are your boiled peanuts? They're right back there. There's no confusion.
Sounds good.
There's no confusion.
That's 3-1, by the way.
Tiebreaker for Bill. Yeah. Nebraska averaged 29.2 points per game in 2011. Where'd that rank them nationally out of 120 teams?
Wait a second. 29.2?
29.2. Yep. 46th.
Interesting. Oh, God.
Higher or lower than 46?
Yeah, so higher or lower?
Than 46.
I'm going to go higher.
So like 45th or better?
Yeah.
50th.
Very right close. On the nose.
Bill is very close there. Yeah. Bill is very close there.
Really close. That was not very good. I thought they were a little
the
better.
The one thing you always want to look at, which is when the general fan does it, nor anyone does, is you want to look at points in conference. Not points. What are you guys averaging at that? We average 32 a game. Well, I remember at Rutgers one time, we hung like 68 on Wagner.
On Wagner.
And it's like all of a sudden your points per game. It's like, we're averaging 34 a game. No, we're not.
Don't
stop
lie to
it.
Yourself like that.
Yeah, stop it.
I like to lie to myself.
And so the best way to look is just look at conference games.
That's you've preached that.
The other part's like, doesn't mean much. Look at the guy up there in the window.
Oh, I see him. He's looking down at us.
Oh, my God. Don't look at
us. At him. He's not. He tried to wave.
No, he's not looking.
He might be
looking.
He
waved.
Yeah,
he waved.
Absolutely. All right.
The spillover's next on Early Break of the Ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.